Hey, hey, hey.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
We're just critiquing your outfit over here.
Well, I look over and there's a picture of my butt on her phone.
Earlier today, I took a picture of your
butt. Gosh, Dan, I didn't know you liked my butt so much.
Tom says we are way too close. No, so this kind of piggybacks a little bit of what we were discussing last week. You need to understand that it is not appropriate to leave the house dressed the way you are. Like,
I'm a farmer.
No, like, that's fine.
I worked outside all day from like 7:30 in the morning.
First of all, the fact that you own the pieces that you own is what's inappropriate
here. First of all, this is a nice coat. It just got really dirty today.
No, that's not just today. Do not even
act. No, it really is.
Like, this is a load of baloney.
No, this actually was a good coat.
Oh, it may have been a good coat, but it was not just from today
that happened. I just pulled it out. And it was clean.
I think you put it away like that.
I did not. I actually really like this coat.
So I took a picture of her butt because there is something all over her butt. She's wearing these ugly pants that she knows I hate, insists on wearing them.
And I haven't worn them in a long time.
Doesn't matter.
She's I didn't think I was going to see you today.
She's wearing a t-shirt that was given to us for judging at the Wayne County Fair.
And it's two sizes too big.
Yep. Okay. And then she has this dirty, like not like it has a spot on it, filthy, dirty.
We'll post the picture.
Jacket.
It's just like a little outdoorsy.
It's not outdoorsy.
It's not even poop.
I don't know what it is, but it's dirty. It's gross. You have to understand, like, sometimes you just have to say, you know what? This isn't going to fly.
Well, I can't see my butt when I wear my coat.
It's not just on your butt.
And that is true. I've been working outside all day.
That is not. Actually, even worse because people see you.
They're probably just like, oh, there's a Patterson maintenance employee out there raking and raking. No, they're probably like,
it's so wonderful that Patterson's employs the homeless.
This is better than that outfit. It was funny today when I walked in to put the cash drawer in the market. Amy and Claudia, two people that work for us, were like, what have you been doing? We've seen you go back and forth. I'm like, I was spraying weeds and then I was raking and then I was raking and I was picking up sticks. So they were laughing at me. They're like, we wondered what you were doing out there by the road.
I just can't. Like, I cannot believe that you.
I shouldn't be surprised no one beeped at me, like, while I was working by the road.
But I will say, when I was in Columbus this past weekend, we were in Columbus for a volleyball tournament. And I will say, I mean, I guess I never realized that there's quite a few homeless people in downtown Columbus.
There are.
I got hit on so good by
a homeless man.
And I was like, he was pretty grody, but I was so pumped because I was like, I still got it. I was so excited.
And what did he say?
It's super inappropriate.
Oh,
I'll tell you.
Did he have teeth?
I try not to make eye contact because he definitely was not in the right mind.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Speaking of not being in the right mind, so, you know, for those of you that don't know, my grandpa is, you know, he has Alzheimer's. He's not doing well. So we're playing the game of, like, funny stories because I feel like if you have ever dealt with a family member that has Alzheimer's, like, it's so sad and it's such the worst way to go that, like, you have to laugh because you just don't know what else to do.
This is a really funny one.
So my mom, well, actually I have another one, but it's a little similar to that one. So last week he decided he's in a memory care unit, which is like a locked down unit. So like he can't like go outside or anything, but he does have the ability to like walk around the unit.
He keeps out of his room.
He has like a nice, this was very, very needed. And I'm very grateful that he's there, but he decided he would go sleep in another lady's room and they were unable. They had to call my mom and my uncle. They were unable to get him out of the lady's room. And so they left him in there. He sleeps most days now. Like, I don't think he will be with us that much longer, which is super sad, but this is not a way he would want to live either.
Right.
And so he sleeps like for days at a time. And so, he went to sleep in this lady's bed and the lady was not in the bed.
Okay.
It was in the bed, but the lady was not in her room. And so when the lady came back to her room, she obviously could not go in her bed and there's a man in my bed. And so she called the nurse and the nurse came and like she, they were like, oh, so they call my mom and my mom's like, well, you have to get him up. And they're like, no, it's okay. We'll let him sleep. And my mom's like, he sleeps for like 27 hours at a time. Like, you can't just like let him sleep. So he did it again today though.
Oh,
that's
no.
What I was going to tell you. Yes.
He likes her bed better than his.
I don't even know if this was the same lady. I don't know. Ever since my gram died, he's like in other women's beds. So yeah.
How did this other patient handle it?
So I guess that the lady was super sweet about it. And the nurse was like, well, this is so sad, but you know, they don't really understand and they don't really know. So I don't even know that the woman knew that it was time for her to go in her room or time, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So they kept her, like, they have a really nice like lobby area where like, not lobby, but like, you know, gathering common area. Yeah. So they can watch movies and do puzzles and play games and whatnot. And, the nurse told my mom, well, we're just going to leave, you know, keep her out in the common area. My mom's like, well, like, what time do you want her to go to bed? Because like, he's going to stay there for a whole day. Like if you don't get him up. So I guess that's such a problem, but they were finally able to move him. But this is like an ongoing issue apparently at the nursing home. Aww. So it's super sad, but yeah. So maybe the man that hit on me also is not in the right mind. He's doing the same as my grandpa.
Yeah. Or he has had some help along the way.
He probably had some help along the way. He was much younger than my grandpa, but it was a pretty inappropriate thing that he said, but it still made me feel really good.
Oh my gosh, Dan. I don't know that you should be proud of this one.
I still got it. Thanks. Thank you.
Well, nobody hit on me today in my outfit.
Weird.
But
I bet if you went to downtown Columbus dressed like that, they would.
Like, she's the best looking homeless person.
They would be like, heck yeah. So yeah, we went to Columbus this weekend. We had a little volleyball tournament there. It was not a little volleyball tournament. It was a very big one. And I spent my whole weekend there. And now I'm going again this upcoming weekend. Well, I'm going to Marion. I'm not going to Columbus. I'm going to Marion this weekend.
North and West.
Yes, for my middle son, Sam, is in the National Robotics Challenge. And so he's going Thursday, Friday, Saturday to Columbus. Or to Marion, sorry.
This is like a real robot fest.
Yeah, it's like Nerd Central. This is like when I went with Liv to her band thing. What was that?
That was Solo and Ensemble.
Solo and Ensemble competition. I thought I had been to like the nerdiest thing ever, but now I'm going to a robotics challenge this weekend. Yeah. So that's cool. So that's my upcoming weekend. How do you have this weekend?
Well, this weekend is the Maple Hall of Fame breakfast mm-hmm. because the following week is the Geauga County Maple Festival, mm-hmm. which is really like a little Hallmarky movie.
It is super.
They do maple stirs and just celebrate all things maple and, of course, have other rides. And like
when we were kids, I mean, Tom and I, before we had kids, we would like go out and like, you know, he used to take me to the Maple Festival.
Aww.
It's so cheesy, but yeah. And when, you know, we lived further into the city at that point. And so it was like really going out to the country to go to the Maple Festival. It was
that fun. Would be far for you.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, they have like, you know, all the carny food and
mm-hmm. all the fair food.
Yeah, it's super fun.
So they have a maple candy contest, which Parker and Claudia both entered, and they have that breakfast on Saturday morning. And we're not sure how they did, but
so will you potentially not find out until then?
Correct.
What we are literally, if in case anyone's wondering what those noises are, that's Kristen and I. No, I'm doing it as well. We're yawning back and forth, like, we're simultaneously. This is like, I don't know. I when Kristen walks in the door, I was having a little bit of a breakdown because
it's a real rat race.
It's just, I'm so exhausted. Like, we just walked in the door. Liv had a softball game tonight, and we're trying to figure out tomorrow because like all three kids have to be in three different places and we both have to work. And why anyone feels the need to have a practice prior to 5 p.m. is beyond me.
Who practices before 5?
Liv has volleyball out, and which is, of course, like 25 minutes from our house. Also, having like multi-sport athletes, not my favorite thing.
I think it's hard to play two sports at one time. I really do.
It's really hard. It's really, really hard. And then we just found out today that Joey's football does not finish until the end of May, but baseball starts next week. And their practices are that the exact same time on the exact same days every week, every day that they have practice.
Well, you've got a little dilemma.
Right. Like, so I'm feeling very like, oh, I know you hate when I say I have anxiety, but like, you're, I definitely feel overwhelmed. Yes. Like,
well, tonight we had two lacrosse games. We had lifting. So in lacrosse, practice is always in the evening.
Right. And actually, I don't know that that's any better than the early, because then
it's not.
You're,
it's
like,
worse.
At least with the early practices, we're done by 7. Like 7 that's o'clock nice. Hits and like our night is done. We may not eat until 8, but we're home. We're
the
not
kids are definitely
anymore.
Like they're not getting home until 8 or 8:30 tonight. After it'll be after 10.
Yeah, it's just
so. And they have state testing.
Oh yeah, state testing.
We've got, so we gotta
week.
Fix the hot breakfast tomorrow again.
Oh yeah, because they get late. Well,
no, we go on time.
You guys go on time. We have late this week.
10th graders go. So we had to do hot breakfast today, hot breakfast tomorrow. My husband got his hot breakfast, in case anybody wants to know, Tom. Bill likes a hot breakfast. So, but he's in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
So he's at.
And it does make it so much harder tonight. When you are down a parent. Like, I won't ever say that it's like the equivalent of single parenting. I realize it is not at all. But when you are down
a driver,
like. So we're just coming off of tax season. So I finally have him back, which is great. But like, I haven't had him for like 6 to 8 weeks now. And I'm like, it's exhausting. I'm just exhausted. Like, so we're sitting here yawning back
yawning,
and forth.
Yawning, podcasting.
So
we
if
need a
anyone's
Diet Coke.
At a point in their life when they are actually, will you get us Diet Cokes?
Well, that's nice. You know, every season is busy. Like the toddler stage, you feel like you're busy. Well, and we've talked about this before, but we will miss this.
I'm sure we will. So
but then
it was
we'll
funny.
Start chasing our grandchildren.
I had a conversation tonight at softball, wrong sport, with a dad whose youngest is Olivia's age, right? All three of
He's
his older.
Done.
All three of his older.
Oh,
already,
there is Sam.
You, Sam.
We have to give a shout out to Sam because Sam is the best.
And he just brought us Diet Cokes.
Sam is an expert video maker and he has made more videos for our children.
He's very good at it.
He just did another one because Campbell's running for the Geauga County Maple Festival Queen. I'm not even sure I should say that.
I know,
because
you just put it out there.
Well, I mean, she submitted her application, so it's real now.
If she doesn't get it, it's probably your fault.
But I mean, she's probably not going to get it because she has to participate in a pageant.
Which I feel like they should probably tell you this beforehand.
I feel like they should give you more details. So I've had to contact a friend of mine from back home whose daughter is in pageants and she's younger than Campbell. And tomorrow night they're going to do a Zoom pageant lesson.
Oh. Oh.
What do you think this entails?
Is she going to, like, have to walk? This, like, is Miss Congeniality. Do you ever
this
remember
Miss,
that scene?
This is Sandra
where
Bullock.
She walks Campbell. Out and falls in the heels. That's what
that's
Campbell will do.
That's what's going to happen. So the one thing we have going for us is that she does lead line, which is where she models an outfit. And she's actually very good at that. So that's okay.
This is going to be a disaster.
It is. And, you know, they have to answer questions on the stage. And she's like, what
does
do
she
you
have to? Did we determine, does she have to have a talent?
I really hope not, because like her talent, I don't even know what it'd be. Like showing sheep?
I genuinely have no idea.
Showing chickens. I'm not sure. She's really good at brushing her teeth with braces. I mean, I don't know. I pray there's no talent. We might have to withdraw
I feel
if there's
like
a talent.
She like, has mastered hygiene.
Like, yeah, she's really good. She actually has a very good voice, but she doesn't sing anymore. So it's not like she could have put together a song. She certainly can't play the flute in public. I mean, she could. But like,
I wouldn't use that as her best
old
talent.
Old McDonald had a farm. I mean, the kid is talented at lots of things, at making her sound not, but like, not really anything pageant-like. So
no,
let's hope
I would
not.
Agree. Maybe, can she do like a magic trick?
No. No. Maybe she could do a joke monologue.
I don't know.
I don't know. Let's hope they don't have that. Anyway, so we're a little nervous about this pageant thing. So, but she's going to try to represent Geauga County maple syrup producers.
That's exciting.
This was her Uncle Dave's idea.
Okay, so that means we have a blame person.
We're blaming Dave for all
of
this.
If we need someone to blame, we've got
and
someone.
He's going
to
say, I just told you about it. So anyway, so
but
she completed
exciting,
that, turned that in. So Sam made another great video. This kid is so good at them. And he's like, this one didn't take me very long at all.
Because he's getting very good at them. He's doing very well.
Well, he's probably like, well, the one thing he's like, I've actually got some other videos we might be able to like sub in and use for this
oh
one.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
So
he's my little
I think
guy.
I have a piece of dinner stuck in my throat. I keep choking on it or something, like some 5-day-old rice.
Yum.
4-H. So the kids are all taking cooking projects, and so they've been cooking all these things. So I haven't really had to cook much all
That's
weekend
fantastic.
Because they've been cooking, which has been really fun. And most of the food has been really, really good.
I would love if Olivia just one day was like, I'm going to make dinner tonight.
But okay. She will, because she's going to maybe take a cooking project.
We signed her up already. She yeah. signed up for, Liv, didn't you sign up for a cooking one?
Yeah. This is going to be great.
Like a beginner cooking yeah, one.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Because what did we recently find out that like she didn't know how to make something? And I was like, what do you mean you don't know how to make that? So she didn't know how to boil water. Wait, that's what it was.
You don't know how to boil water.
She just like said it under her breath. She's like, I don't know how to boil water.
No, she's just a freshman. But I mean, I feel like she can do lots of other more complicated things. So boiling water. Yeah,
would probably be something that she should know how to do. I think Sam probably, do you know how to boil water?
Yes, that's way correct. To go, Sam. Sam's like,
don't you just put water on the stove? Yep, it's not rocket
that's
science.
That's all it takes. Oh, wait, can we just go back to my good outfit for a second? Because no. I told you one more thing. I'm like, oh, and if you want to know the kicker, I don't even have any buttons on my pants.
Oh, yeah.
Because they both fell off. And they're Anthropology. I don't know how those buttons fell off. So I'm going to use my sewing skills.
Let me tell you something. There is a reason Anthropology does not carry those anymore.
I like this
pant. I have a lot from Anthropology. And that is not something.
So, I need to sew the buttons back on my pants. Oh, I'm a real mess. But my husband's out of town. And so it doesn't really matter.
I don't think it matters. What else? I was going to talk about something else. I don't remember. Oh, I have a funny story to tell. This is quite embarrassing on my part, but I feel like we've ripped you apart today. So we'll go ahead and take it over to me now. So last
can't
week,
wait to hear this.
Well, so this is, I was mean. I've been mean to Kristen saying that I, you know, this outfit, but she was a really, really good friend this past week. And I'm going to tell you guys what she did. So I hope everyone in your life has someone that you can call. First of all, actually, this.
Let before, me swallow my drink.
Before
first.
I say this, I was going to say this before and then I got sidetracked. But if you are at a point in your life where you're like, hey, I think I might want to have kids, stop at one. Do not have more than one child.
That's not true.
And if you do have more than one child, only allow them to never encourage sports. Never encourage multiple extracurricular
encourage
activities.
All the things.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
If you do make the mistakes that I made and have multiple children with multiple extracurriculars, make sure that you have someone in your life that is like Kristen that you can call at any given time. Everyone needs one friend that you can call at any given time and be like, I'm in a bind.
Because I don't really
you.
Work.
She doesn't. You have
someone asked me what I did. And I'm like, oh, I work at our farm. And they're like, what do you do?
You have a lot of flexibility.
I do.
But
I
have a lot
that.
Of flexibility. But everyone should have someone that they can say, I'm in a bind. I need you to help me out right now. So last week, on days that I don't work at the market, I pick Joey up from school. And Joey's still in elementary school, and which means you have the dreaded pickup line. And it really is like the worst scenario. It's like you sit there for like 25 minutes.
And people get there an hour before.
Oh, yeah. I don't do that. But like, so then I'm always one of the last parents. Well, this time I did get there early only because I had to drop Liv off. She had physical therapy. Again, one of those nights where we were running. She had physical therapy in the afternoon. I had to get her straight to softball practice from there. I dropped her off at softball practice, and Joey, I normally would have left like 10 minutes later. So it made me super, super early to get in. But I was like, I'm not going to go all the way home. I'll just go to his school.
You just work in your car.
Right. And that I do that a lot. Like I always have my computer with me in the car. I work in the car all the time. So I go to his school and I'm sitting in the pickup line and I'm there for about 5 minutes and I have about 15 to 20 minutes before we're even going to start to roll, let alone pick him up. And I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go number two. Bad. And it's like, now for those of you that may not know, I have Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed over 20 years ago. I've dealt with this. One of the things that
everybody that knows Dana
knows
I have
Crohn's
that she
disease.
Has Crohn's.
Because if you've ever been anywhere with me, I've probably had to go to the bathroom. So I know where the bathrooms are, like literally in every store. And my kids laugh every time we go shopping because they know that like if I just take off on them, they'll find me later in the store because I had to go to the bathroom. So one of the things with Crohn's is when you have to go, you have to go. There is no like, oh, like Sam does not, he always jokes with me that he holds it all day long until he gets home from school. That's not an option for me. Okay. When I have to go, I have to go. So I'm sitting in the pickup line. I'm like, I gotta
pull. Have weak little sphincter muscles.
Apparently. But that is, it is like a, it's called urgency. And it is a thing with Crohn's. So I'm like, I gotta go. I'm like, I wonder if I have time to like.
Next to me, can you just say, I'm having an urgency episode?
It's urgency.
It's urgent.
So I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. Like, there is no way I am going to be able. I start sweating. Now I'm sweating. Now I'm like, what do I do if I go in my pants? What is in the car that will save me? Like, I am literally like wishing my kids were still in diapers at this point because I did not know what to do. So I'm like, I am going to pull out of here and I'm going to go to the gas station up the road. And
what gas station was that? Like,
the
in Chester?
Corner of Caves and Mayfield. Okay. The Sunoco. Okay. And I'm like, if
that was still a little ways.
Oh, I was speeding. I was flying. And I only was okay because I was like,
you should have gone into Mayfield Church.
So I was going to do that. That was Tom's suggestion because I called him as soon as I left there. And it his suggestion was to go to Mayfield Church. I was afraid it would be locked because of the daycare that's there. Yeah, I had a feeling it would be locked.
They could
and
you
if
in.
You wanted to get buzzed in because you had to go poop, that's for you. But that was not for me. So I was like, okay. We're over time, but I have to finish this story because it's too good. So I am dying. So I'm like, I'm going to go across the street to the gas station. So I go to the gas station and I flew in there like a bat out of hell. And I go in there and I see that there's someone in the bathroom. It's only a one stall bathroom. And like, you've got to be desperate to go into this bathroom to go to go. But now I can't walk in and make it seem like I only came in to go to the bathroom. So I am literally shaking and crying and squeezing and decide I will buy a Prime.
I would have loved.
Because I'll bring, Joey loves Prime and that he always likes me to go to that gas station because they have the best Prime selection. And so I'm like, I will get Joey a Prime because I don't want the girl that's working the register to think that I only came in to poop.
I'm surprised you care.
Honestly, I care more for perfect strangers than I do people like that I'm close with, that know me. But so I while I'm paying for it, I said to her, oh, I really have to pee. Like, I wish your bathroom was open. I thought maybe she locked it.
Right.
You know? And she's like, nope, someone's in there. Not my problem. Just like that. I was like, okay, thanks. So I literally run back. I run into my car. I start speeding down Caves. And at this point, I would say I'm probably 2 miles from home, 2.5 miles from home. And I call Kristen and I'm like, at this point, there's no way I'm going to make it.
She started
it back.
To cry on the phone.
I was crying on the phone. Yeah. Because honestly, I felt so bad for Joey. So I call Kristen. I'm like, what are you doing right now? She's like, I'm at the market. What's up? I'm like, is there any possible way you can leave the market and go pick Joey up at school immediately? And she's like, yeah, why? What's wrong? I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I had to leave the line. I had to get out of the pickup line and go home. So I make it home. I fly in the house. Sam, my son Sam, sees me. And he knows exactly what's going on because this happens at least once a week in my household where I come flying in. And Kristen thankfully went and picked Joey up. And then I go to the bathroom and I'm like.
And I said, she said, do you want me to get Olivia? To grab
because at this point, enough time has now passed that Liv was only going to practice for a little bit because she had to then go from softball practice to volleyball practice. So she said, do you want me to grab Liv? I said, no, I'll for sure be fine by then. Well, I wasn't. So now I have to call her back and say, okay, I know you've already gotten one of my children. Can you now go and get the other child that's at another school and bring her home to me? So she does because she's an amazing friend. And
it was not that big of a deal.
It was. And so then I am like, okay, I think I'm good to take Liv to volleyball, which is now 20 minutes away from my house, 25 minutes. So we get in the car and we start driving and I'm about 10 minutes into this 25 minute ride. And I'm like, well, this is a bad situation because I'm not going to make it. So I then have to pull in to a Sheetz gas station. So I pull in
Dana's
to
go got
for the
Sheetz.
Second time today. I now have to go to a bathroom.
But did you
in a
fill up
station.
With my favorite fuel?
I didn't need gas at the time.
You had plenty.
I had plenty. Thank you very much. Which, P.S., I just had to get gas on my way home just now. $2.75 I just paid.
So the prices
that's
are
my
up.
Whole story. I had to go to two different gas stations.
Sheets her pants.
If you make that the title of this, that's I swear it. To God. Have a
Until
good week.
Until next time, friends, we're mismatched.